Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Joining us on the program is Conservative Party of Canada leader Andrew Scheer, and Mr. Scheer is calling for an emergency committee meeting in Parliament on this issue and would like to see that maybe as early as Monday. Mr. Scheer, thank you very much for the time. Your words, please, on where this issue stands now, what developments may have taken place in the last 24 or so hours that really caught your attention as well.
Well, the biggest issue here is that it seems like the Liberals are going to try to avoid these emergency justice meetings. The new Attorney General was saying today that he didn't believe they were necessary. Our point on this is Justin Trudeau was asking us to take his word on this. And this is the same Prime Minister who said there was nothing wrong with his illegal vacation, with the Mark Norman affair, or with contracts being handed out by fisheries ministers, which all turned out to be against the rules. So we believe that the best way to deal with this is to deal with these allegations is to have the people who are involved appear before committee and explain to Canadians in an open forum exactly what. And if they're unwilling to do that, then I think we can draw the conclusion that they're trying to hide something.
What do you make of the Canadian press story that government officials are now saying that, yeah, there were discussions and it was perfectly reasonable and perfectly legal because any prosecution might have resulted in bankruptcy and loss of thousands of jobs?
Well, again, you know, it's up to the government to make this case in full transparency. What it sounds like is happening is that there were, you know, the ability for the Director of Public Prosecutions to come to these types of deferred agreements was introduced in a omnibus budget bill. It was not standalone justice legislation. Then there seemed to be intensive efforts made to obtain a decision. And I guess the real issue here is the fact that it looks like at some point the former Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould, determined that it was not in the best interest of our justice system to direct an independent Director of Public Prosecutions. At some point along the way, she lost her job. So the idea here is that in order to obtain a desired outcome in a criminal proceeding, people or the Prime Minister or decision makers in senior levels of government started to put pressure on the Attorney General, who has a unique and independent role.
You want Jody Wilson-Raybould, her successor, the Justice Minister David Lametti, Gerald Butts, the PM's principal secretary, and Katie Telford, the chief of staff, to testify at the committee meeting. Well, tell us this, please. What do you think the chances are that you will get that committee hearing, given that the Liberals have a majority of members on the committee and just voted down?
Well, I am concerned that is the path that they're going to go down, and that's why we've made this call so public, so that Canadians can see that. The new Attorney General, David Lametti, was quoted in media reports today saying that he doesn't believe it's necessary. But all we really have to go on here is just the word of government ministers and the Prime Minister, who have been shown to have misled Canadians in the past. You know, when they've denied that there was anything wrong on other issues, after investigations, after ethics commissioners' inquiries, we do find out that laws and rules were broken. So you'll pardon me if I don't take Justin Trudeau's word on this. And I think it's an important step to have the air cleared on this. We're dealing with very serious criminal allegations against SNC-Lavalin. This is not just a breaking the odd rule here and there. There are allegations of corruption and bribery. In the past, there have been illegal political donation, an entire scheme set up to funnel illegal funds into political parties. These are very serious issues. And so to have this done in such a way, behind closed doors, with this type of pressure being exerted on the former Auditor General, Canadians are right to be very worried about this. We've seen what happens in other countries, most notably in the United States, when the head of government doesn't like what the Attorney General is doing and then fires him or her. That's unsettling. You know, we're just in the middle of telling the Chinese government that we have an independent judicial process with independent agencies acting in the best interest to serve justice and the rule of law. And so it's very, very important that we do everything out in the open in a very transparent way. And that certainly hasn't been the case up until this point.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I find it curious and I find it actually disturbing that the current Justice Minister, the current Attorney General, David Lametti,
seems to be telling everyone, look, further investigation here isn't necessary. Keep moving, folks. There's nothing to see. It's not up to him to make that decision. He should, he should be the one who would be arguing for total transparency here. And the Prime Minister has the option, does he not, to open the door for the former Attorney General to candidly speak about what took place.
Well, exactly. And, you know, normally when we see public figures or anybody really being accused of something that they know that they did not do, often they demand an inquiry to show that, to prove it. You know, if I were the Prime Minister, I would have proactively called for these types of hearings so that we could clear the air, so we could get the information out. If he is so sure that nothing untowards happened, then the Liberals should have called for this this proceeding to get all the information out. And you touched upon a very important point. Right. The other thing we have in the story is not just the sources in the Globe and Mail and the other media reports. We also have the silence of the former Attorney General. So Jody Wilson-Raybould could put these allegations to rest very, very quickly if she just confirmed and corroborated the Prime Minister's versions of a version of events. She has claimed that she can't because of attorney-client privilege. But you're absolutely right to point out, as other prime ministers have done, Stephen Harper, Paul Martin, they waived those privileges in the interest of having the truth come out. And I believe that the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, should do the very same in this case.
When you ask Mr. Trudeau questions, and you ask him pointed questions in question period, he answers by repeating verbatim over and over and over the same one or two sentences that may or may not have something to do or anything to do with the question that you asked. When you pressed him on this issue, he just repeated his stock answer over and over and over. The Prime Minister truly believes this, then what he should do is just, again, open the door to the former Attorney General to back him up.
Exactly. And we asked several questions that had nothing to do with the Prime Minister's scripted response. And Justin Trudeau is very good with his script. You know, he's very good at learning the 10 or 15 words and sticking to that and delivering them often in a very convincing way. But we started to ask questions about, you know, whether or not people in the Prime Minister's office took meetings with SNC-Lavalin. We know, thanks to the lobbyist registrar, that at least 14 meetings touched on the subjects of justice and law enforcement. Now, SNC-Lavalin is a construction company, so you know, we wanted to know what were the nature of those discussions. Were they related to the deferred prosecution agreements that they were seeking? When you have the Prime Minister's spokesman, of Justin Trudeau's new Attorney General, stick to the line that's unrelated to the question that we asked, then it starts to look like they are battering down the hatches and just engaging in full defense mode. The truth is the best weapon. If they believe that there's nothing wrong, if they truly believe that nothing untowards happened, they should be opening up the books. They should be volunteering to come to committee to walk Canadians through what's been going on for the last few months.
Well, it's in their best interest to do so, unless. Now, let me ask you one more question. What are you doing actively to try to make sure that this parliamentary emergency committee meeting takes place? Is there anything you can do? I know you have the support of the NDP, so let me come back to the question. How likely do you think it is you're going to be able to get this emergency meeting? And what are you doing to not stack the deck, but create the environment for you to get that meeting?
Right. Well, thankfully, there are rules in the House of Commons that give the power to opposition parties to force meetings. So we know that there will at least be a meeting. That's when it gets a little bit difficult for the opposition to ensure that light is shone upon this, because the Liberals do have a majority on that committee. So they could simply vote down our motion. So we've been calling for this very publicly. We're asking Canadians to get engaged, contact their Liberal member of Parliament if they live in a Liberal-held riding. We will be turning up the pressure in the next few days so that the public is very aware, because I believe this is a crucial moment in the early days of the scandal developing. This is a crucial development. If the Liberals block this committee investigation, that is a very, very troubling sign. And they have a choice to make here. They can work with the opposition parties to shine the light of transparency on this. Justin Trudeau himself said that sunlight was the best disinfectant when he started his term in office. He seems to have forgotten that. But we're going to be reminding him of that he can start to show goodwill on this and try to earn back some of the credibility that he's lost if he allows this to proceed. If he doesn't, it's a very, very disturbing situation. And I think we can all draw the conclusion that they're trying to hide something.
Mr. Scheer, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Good talking to you. The Conservative Party leader, Andrew Scheer.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.